1976.
Good morning. It is 8:32, and it's time now for our Community Connection program, and it is brought to you by our good friends at Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, and we're going tech to some degree because we're doing this over the telephone today. Good morning, Matthew. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. How are you this morning?
Well, we're doing great, and today it's a pretty big day here for us. Finally get a chance to meet, but we're going to meet over the telephone for our first time together, but this is great. Now, I understand that your part's elsewhere, but what is happening here? What's the latest news with Tri-County Tech?
Well, we're incredibly excited about the next coming month. We actually are starting school in less than 1 month now.
Wow, that's incredible.
We're so excited to have these students back on campus. It's been a short summer, but a long summer all in the same time. We have missed these kids and adults that come to Tri-County Tech to have these life-changing experiences. We absolutely miss having them on campus.
I bet. It kind of seems empty without them all there. Now, you recently got a nice, good piece of news. I think it was in the way of a grant that would help provide, some of your work in the Nuwata area. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So we have partnered with the Boys and Girls Club out of Nuwata, and we are building a joint facility over there, which will be our third campus. We have one in Bahuska. We have our main campus in Bartlesville, and then we'll also have one in Nuwata. The Nuwata one will be state-of-the-art through and through. It will have all the latest maker areas where these students can learn how to use these hands-on tools and equipment to be able to build stuff and to be able to really impact the tech area or tech field that we're so desperately in need of nowadays. Right now, we are in what we are calling the skills gap,
okay.
Which is there are more job openings in the tech center, such as electricians, than there are for them.
Wow, that's amazing because, you know, it was so hard to find a job. Now we got the jobs. We have to find the people in which to fill those positions now. So it's an interesting turn of events, and it's a kind of a good thing.
It's a very good thing for these people that are looking for jobs. There might be those people that are out there and maybe listening to this program right now that are like, you know what, I just don't have a job right now. Well, you know what, if you come out to tech, we can find you a job. And in fact, one of our recruiters, his name is Kyle.
Yes.
He always tells people, like, I can find you a job in probably 15 minutes. There are enough people in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, that need a job or need to have jobs filled that we could get you a job within about 15 minutes if we just had the right training.
And it's all about the right training. And even if you have a job, but maybe you think you can do better, Tri-County Tech would be the place that you might want to investigate, too, in order to get the skills that you'll need for that better-paying opportunity.
Exactly. And that's the reason we're wanting to open up another campus in Nuwata, because we want to be able to reach that community just as much as we reach Bartlesville and Bahuska, is that we have classes that go anywhere from a month, where if you come to us for 4 weeks, in fact, it's 8 total courses, is my shortest one, like total class night. We could have you with a certification, and we could get you a job within just a few minutes. And then we also have ones that go out to all the way to 18 months, which is like my licensed practical nurse or my cosmetologist. They have to have a little bit more training. But my longest course is only 18 months, which is so much shorter than, let's say, a college degree, which is 4 years.
Now, you bring up the comparison to college, and I've been a big proponent of vocational and technical education for the simple fact that you might be one of the brightest people in your class, but you just might not be college material. You might not have the stick with it enough. Maybe you learn better with your hands. Maybe you learn better being more people-oriented than you are in a classroom. And you know what? That's great. And if you can learn faster and get yourself equipped better for the workforce and forget about that big old lifetime debt, you got yourself a winning proposition here.
That's exactly it. We want everyone to be able to come to tech, and that's actually going into the debt part. There's a lot of people that can't afford coming to school. They're like, man, I would love to have
a new career and change my direction of my family and my life, but I just can't pay for it. What's amazing is that we have the Tri-County Tech Foundation, which provides scholarships for our students because we don't want a single student to not have the ability to have this education based upon their finances.
That's wonderful.
We want to have every single student be able to come here. In fact, what we do with the foundation, it's outside of FAFSA, it's outside of any type of lending or student loan type places.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is it's a scholarship, and you apply for it when you do your application, and we can pay up to 2/3 of your tuition.
Wow.
So my most expensive course is $4,500, and that's for my LPNs. And that will take, that would make it, if we paid 2/3 of that, that means all you need to do is just $1,000 or $1,500.
And you know, a little elbow grease, you can scrap that up in a hurry. But
you can.
Yeah, you'd be surprised when you're motivated how quickly you can accumulate that. Now, this is wonderful because there are a lot of folks who, for some reason or another, felt or they were told or maybe that society said, well, you know, you can't do much. You can't do that. You can't. Well, this is the can part. This is the opportunity. This is a hopes-fulfilled part of your life and a realization that it's right here in the Tri-County area with Tri-County Tech.
Exactly. It really pays off every year whenever May rolls around and we have our graduation. And you see this pride in these people of how hard they've worked over the last year. And to just for them to know that, you know what, my life has been changed. I don't have to live in poverty anymore. I can picture myself successful. I can picture myself being respected and to have a job that I love. And then also my family's changed. And that's really what it is that we want to break that cycle where you feel helpless and that you change the whole cycle of your family.
Now, Tri-County Tech is a wonderful asset to our community. I want to just kind of break form here just a little bit, Matthew. And so people have been hearing some good things. I want to put out the contact information here real quick before we go any further. How can people find out more about Tri-County Tech?
So there's the best. Easiest way is go to our website, which is tricountytech.edu. Right there, you'll have access to all the classes that we're currently offering, both high school and adult. If you start searching and you find a class that you love, like say you're an adult looking for an automotive career, you really love working on cars, so you really would rather do that as a full-time job, we'll go to our adult page and click on that automotive service or automotive collision. Well, there is an apply now and a get info button. Mm-hmm. And it kind of just is what that sounds like. If you are ready to go ahead and pull that trigger and to say, you know what, I'm ready to start. And in fact, it's not too late to start for our August classes. You can click that apply now button and our wonderful recruiter, Kyle Poole, will get a hold of you. And we will finish up the application process with you. And then there's get info button on all of our high school pages. And then if you were to click that and need some more info about our high school programs, I would actually get a hold of you. High school students, if your parents are listening or if you're listening,
mm-hmm.
We do come out multiple times in the year. And in the spring, we'll do your applications all at once. We'll come out to your schools individually, and we'll be able to do your applications there. But for our adults, we're always taking applications.
Now, when it comes to the high schools, do you do, if I missed this, I apologize. Do you do a thing called dual credits where you can get high school and perhaps the tech school credits at the same time?
So we do have a partnership with Oklahoma Wesleyan,
mm-hmm.
which if you were to, as a high school student, if you were to come out to tech, you would get both high school credits and credits for college. What's nice is that I believe you can get up to 30 credit hours by coming out to tech.
Nice.
Through Oklahoma Wesleyan, which is phenomenal. That's so many credit hours.
It is.
If you were to get the full 30, that's almost a full year of our class in college that you don't have to pay for.
That's simply amazing. It's wonderful that you're able to work out that partnership with a community neighbor. That's really how these partnerships work. I wanted to go back in the Wayback Machine a little bit for the folks who aren't familiar with Tri-County Tech. How did this all get started? I imagine it started with a pretty darn good idea, but beyond that, a little history lesson.
So we started about 50 years ago,
and
we started with our nursing program.
Okay.
And we saw way back when that there was a need for nurses, and we thought, you know what, we can fill that. We're the ones that can actually fill that gap. Just like we're talking about earlier with that skills gap, we knew that we could provide that bridge for people to be able to get their nursing certification and to be able to become certified nurses. Ever since then, we've added more and more programs, and recently this last year, we've been recognized with the Malcolm Baldrige National Award, the National Quality Award for what we do. And now we're able to spread that to other people. And so we're hopefully being able to take our model on the things that we've learned over the last 50 years and to be able to tell it to other people and other businesses.
Well, this is absolutely wonderful. It is a great resource. And if folks want to take a visit in person, what's the address?
Yeah, 101 Southeast Nowata Road.
Okay.
It is on its way to Nowata, right there by right before Voice of the Martyrs turn off.
I got it.
If you guys wanted to come out, we would love to give you a campus. That's actually one of my favorite things to do, is because it really just opens people's eyes whenever they can come and see our facilities and see what exactly we have to offer. People probably have heard about Tech most of their life, especially if they've lived in Bartlesville. They've heard about us, but they might not know exactly what we do. And that's the reason we love doing these tours, is because we can actually show people, one, the students that are there and enjoying life, and then also just what Tech is all about.
Now you mentioned things with automotive and with the nursing program. What other course studies, general studies, do you offer there at Tri-County Tech?
So, as a high school student, I have 16 careers that we could do for you.
16.
Everything from automotive to cosmetology, engineering. We have some that are if you wanting to be a surgeon or maybe even research cancer. Called biomedicine. We could get you into that as well. Then we have marketing, and then one program which is really amazing is called EAST. It's a program where it is self-driven, and so you are in charge of your own career path. So you go, you know what, I really want to learn how to build video games. I want to be able to design these. Well, you can learn everything you need. We'll give you industry, like all of the industry programs and softwares that you can learn this, so that once you graduate high school, you're able to actually go into like a college and have 2 years of experience in the field, which will dramatically increase your acceptance rate.
Oh, yeah. You by leaps and bounds, that is for sure. You show them that you already have the chops, you know what you're doing, and that you're going to be an ambitious learner. Those qualities are what they're looking for.
Yeah, and you're also showing them that you've already spent 2 years in this field, and that you love it and you want to continue it. That means so much to a college recruiter. And that's the one thing that I want to pass along, is that we don't have to be an either or. You don't have to come to Tech or you go to college. We would love for you to do both. Mm-hmm. I mean, in fact, we have, I think it's 80% is my current number of my high school students go on to college to continue education. When we're all in college, you have to have some type of job. So if at minimum, you wanted to go to college and say be a lawyer. Well, while you're doing that, you're going to want to have some type of job to help support you all through college. Or would you rather have a minimum paying job or one of the jobs that we can offer that makes on average $19 an hour?
There you go. Man, the dollars seem to make sense, don't they, suddenly?
They do. It's just steadily risen because of that skills gap.
You bet.
Last year when I was doing recruiting, I think we were at $17 an hour is our average pay.
But now that the skills gap just keeps widening and widening, the cost for the or the money that they're going to be paying these people has to keep rising because they're trying to get more and more people into these jobs that are open.
You know, you were mentioning the adults and what have you. I've seen this time and time again in my life, and I've been on this rock more than a few minutes. It seems that a person will be going, you know, gangbusters in their chosen field until they hit about 45 or 50. And then suddenly the world changes, and they're just frantically scurrying, trying to figure out what to do next. Do you have a room at Tri-County Tech for these adult learners who are somewhere between the ages of 45 and 55 with plenty of work years left in them, whereby they can learn something that's applicable to today's world?
Oh, absolutely. We would love to have them out. In fact, she's a little out of your age bracket, but we just had a cosmetologist student that just graduated. She had retired and decided, you know what? I'm not done yet. I want to still go, and I still want to do something.
Okay.
And she just got her cosmetology license. And in fact, she did so well in our program. She went to nationals, I believe it was 2 weeks ago. And in the nation, she placed 12th.
Wow, that's something.
Out of thousands and thousands of people, she decided a year and a half ago that she wanted to change her job, or not change her job, but she retired, and she's like, I'm not done. I'm going to change directions now because it's a great time.
Oh.
Well, she was able to go through our cosmetology program, and now she was able to go to competition, and she ended up being the 12th best person there, which is amazing.
That is one of the sweetest success stories I've heard in a long time, and it happened right here with Tri-County Tech. Matthew, wonderful. I mean, we've got all kinds of success stories coming out of Tri-County Tech, and it's worthy of your interest, and if it's worthy of your support, by all means, take that first step and get a hold of Matthew and everybody there at Tri-County Tech and see where it best applies, whether it's going to be as a student or maybe just someone who like to, you know, offer a little help financially. You accept donations with the foundation, don't you?
We absolutely do. And, in fact, we are still taking donations for that No Water Project. We are still trying to raise money to be able to fully fund this building.
Okay.
And so we would love for you to be able to donate to our Tri-County Tech Foundation to be able to create this new facility in partnership with the Boys and Girls Club. If you want more information about that, you can email me at matthew.songer, which is S-O-N-G-E-R, at tricountytech.edu. If that's hard to remember, you can always just go to any of the high school or adult pages, and all of our info of the contact people are at the bottom of those website pages.
Wonderful. Matthew, thank you very much. We did this on the road. We'll see each other in person down the road, as they say. But thank you for being on Community Connection with us today with Tri-County Tech.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Appreciate it. And that is Matthew with Tri-County Tech. And I really appreciate him being on the air with us today on Community Connection, which is brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home right here on K-1.
Let's face it. Planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.